decide what is the worst news story and the worst audio of the last 24 hours. Useless audio for 10 minutes time. Plus, we'll get a roundtable together and discuss some of the biggest issues of the day. But first, let's have Richard Krause take us through what's new in the movie theater this week. Is there a, what's going on? Okay. It doesn't matter. I'll just do this here. Yeah. Richard Krause. Does he love these movies? Three of them that we're going to listen to from Richard. And Richard, what do you got for us?
In The Little Mermaid, a live-action remake of the animated Disney classic, Ariel is a beautiful and spirited young mermaid with a thirst for adventure. Longing to find out more about the world beyond the sea, she visits the surface and falls for the dashing Prince Eric. Following her heart, she makes a deal with the evil sea witch Ursula to experience life on land.
You broke the rules. You went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
Ariel, don't!
Poor child.
I can help you. You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself.
Is that even possible?
It's what I live for.
Something about you seems different. I can't quite figure it out.
She got legs, you idiot.
Interesting. I think the kids will love it, though. No? Huh? Oh, the kids. I was gonna wonder about the kids. Are they gonna like this? I'm going to say Richard is somewhat disappointed, but not disappointed enough not to give it three, which is still a good call. Andrew?
I don't think this will be that great, and I don't think Richard will think it's that great, so I will say 2.5.
A 2.5 are off the board. What does Tony think?
I think Richard might surprise us and go to 3.5.
A 3.5 for Richard? What are you saying?
You can't shake the feeling while watching the new The Little Mermaid that it's competing with itself. The 2023 photorealistic animation is very good, presenting beautiful, fluid images, buoyed by theatrical flourishes from director Rob Marshall and strong performances from Halle Bailey and Melissa McCarthy. But for every Ziegfeld Follies-style dancing sea slug number, and those are pretty cool, there is yet another movie-stopping scene of Ursula the Sea Witch's endless exposition where she explains her nefarious plot, or another padded action scene. Those slow spots give the storytelling a choppiness that would capsize a lesser vehicle, but Bailey's strong emotional vocals and star-making performance, coupled with a fun turn from David Diggs as the educated crustacean Sebastian, keep the ship from sinking. The Little Mermaid's message of a young person giving up their voice so they could be heard is unchanged and is still powerful, but feels waterlogged by comparison to the original, and that's why I gave The Little Mermaid, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
I forgot. I'm going to give it 5 just because I want to get under the skin of all the Budweiser, Bud Light folks, because if Tucker Carlson was angry, I'm pretty sure he was, because The Little Mermaid this time around is a fantastic actress who happens to be black, and people were freaking out about that. Why, I'm not sure, but they're very precious, and they're calling other people snowflakes. That's what's interesting about the whole thing. It's my favorite comparison. The people who were waving F. Trudeau flags got offended by a word when he was called them fringe. Like, that's amazing to me. You're running around with your F. Trudeau flag and that. Oh, I got to keep things going. Richard, what is the second movie?
In Mission Kandahar, now playing in theaters, Gerard Butler plays an undercover MI6 operative who gets stuck in hostile territory in Afghanistan after his mission is exposed. Accompanied by his translator, he must fight enemy combatants as he tries to reach an extraction point in Kandahar.
Why am I here, Roman?
I need you. We're going to destroy their whole nuclear program.
I know the risk. Trust me.
There will be no sanctuary for you.
Raise your hands. Do it before they get trigger happy.
No one is coming to rescue us.
Sorry. Revenant.
All right, Gerard Butler in Kandahar. Is it just me or did like Gerard Butler, every movie that he does, I'm like hoping it'll be a great action movie and it always kind of misses the mark. I feel like this one will as well. I think Richard is going to give it 2.5. Tony?
Let's go with 3 for Kandahar. 3.
I will give this one a 2.
2, wow. Really not impressed with the Gerard Butler. What says you, Richard Krause?
Gerard Butler, like Liam Neeson, makes very specific kinds of action films. With Mission Kandahar, he filters the very real issue of securing safety for the Afghan citizens who worked alongside U.S. and NATO personnel for 20 years through the lens of a Butler action flick. That means some defying all odds action, a loved one waiting at home for him to return, stereotypical baddies, and lots of things that go boom. And of course, there's the presence, the bulky Butler leading the action. Often entertaining, like his movie Plane, Butler's movies exist in a world mostly untouched by reality, as though the golden age of direct-to-DVD action flicks never went away. For better and for worse, Mission Kandahar fits that mold. The story's real-life backdrop provides a canvas, but melodrama and action are the movie's reality. And that's why I gave Mission Kandahar, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Boy, didn't sound like it was going to warrant such a high rating. 3. What's the final movie, Richard?
In You Hurt My Feelings, a new comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and now playing in theaters, a writer's long-standing marriage is suddenly upended when she overhears her husband give his honest reaction to her latest book.
So, Elliot tells me you're a writer.
In your last one, it should have done better.
There's lots of new voices. Refugees, cancer, murder, abuse.
I'm an old voice.
You're the best voice.
Maybe if Dad hadn't just been verbally abusive, it would have been a bestseller.
Don't say that.
Your memoir is great. Your new book is great.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
You Hurt My Feelings sounds like it's a day on Twitter. I'm going to say that Richard gives it 2.5 stars. Tony?
It would hurt my feelings if Richard did not give this at least 3 stars.
I will say Richard gives it 3.5.
Richard?
You Hurt My Feelings has a very Seinfeldian codependency premise. It often feels like nothing is happening. It's a show about nothing. But within the carefully observed interactions are thought-provoking ideas about how relationships work. So often, relationship dramas are about infidelity. This one is about a fidelity of a sort, the kind broken with good intentions. It's a small but very human story of the way we interact, brought to vivid life by a tremendous cast led by a terrific Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She is fragile and raucous, anxious and hilarious, but always relatable. And that's why I gave You Hurt My Feelings, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
All right. Sounds like a good variety there to take in on the weekend if you're looking for something to do. Straight ahead, we'll get Dan Laxer and Andrew Pinson together for the rundown. Go through some of the big issues of the day. Then it's Slow News Day here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
It's News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
And welcome, everyone. Before we get to Slow News Day, we wanted to address a couple of things. Many people on the text board are concerned who won our car race. We have concerns about street racing right across the country. We had Tony defeat Anthony yesterday. So basically, we asked our production team to race each other and you decide who would win. And it was Tony, who you just heard, up against our technical producer tonight, Andrew. And here's Andrew. Before I declare a winner, somebody texted in and said, Jim, how is it a race if you're playing the sound separately? Please play them together. So let's do that now. Here are Tony and Andrew, both of their cars running together. Oh, really interesting. Groundbreaking radio. I don't think anybody has ever done that before. Maybe Jack Finnegan on CJD back in the 70s. But other than that, the Tony, I think, is the winner, according to the text board. What else didn't we address before we get to Slow News Day? Well, there was an exciting story covered earlier today on the iHeartTalk Radio Network about artificial intelligence that could read your mind. Here is some science guy trying to explain it and boring the hell out of everybody.
On the one hand, there's a transcript of what someone is saying in a podcast.
I reached over and secretly
boring. Anyway, apparently it's something that can decode your brain so you can find it. You basically can read somebody's brain with AI. Have you put them on? You guys are ready to go? I'll turn this thing on and seeing if it could read the brains of the vastly intelligent Andrew and Tony. You guys are all ready to go? All right, let's put it on and see what happens when we read their brains, the production team right here.
This guy doesn't even know my name. Keeps calling me Steve.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for hours. Wait, it's only been 7 minutes. Why does it feel like 4 hours?
Wish they had to get the point button on this guy.
I hate fake laughing. Every time he opens his mouth,
Ouch. If they're not laughing at things I say, they're fake laughing. And you're saying we were supposed to play that 7 minutes into the show. So when he said it already seems like 4 hours, I guess timing is everything. And we didn't have any of it right then. And also, just because I want to present this, here is a boy who swallowed a toy horn.
Hello. Hello, Mom.
Yep, I have to go to the emergency room.
Hello, Mom.
Got that from the archives. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to present what we really should be doing here, and that is Slow News Day. Here's Tony Tedesco.
Happy Memorial Day to our American friends. Singing the national anthem is tough for anyone, let alone a six-year-old. Not only does this little girl handle it, she had some surprising high notes at the end.
Comes big part right here, right here. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, folks.
USA! USA! USA!
That is news from our news ticker. Thank you very much, news ticker. What else do you got, Tony?
A woman shot a man in the groin who smashed her car window with a crowbar during a rush hour road rage confrontation in Philadelphia. Here is Chief Inspector Scott Mall breaking down what happened and explaining how police got all the evidence they needed.
When the 22-year-old broke that window with the crowbar, he actually dropped the crowbar and it ended up in the 27-year-old female's vehicle. So we have her vehicle, we have her gun, we have the crowbar.
He had shot in the groin?
That's what it says. Shot him in the groin.
Shot him in the groin. All right. It's not news. You know how many times I've been shot in the groin? Too many to remember.
You've been shot in the groin?
Lots of times.
Okay. Tom Hanks gave the commencement speech at Harvard yesterday, and he started by playfully flexing on the graduating students using his character from the Da Vinci Code movies.
Please don't be embittered by this fact that without having done a lick of work, without having spent any time in class, without once walking into that library, in order to have anything to do with the graduating class of Harvard, its faculty, or its distinguished alumni, I make a damn good living playing someone who did. It's the way of the world, kids.
And people like that? Sorry. I mean, I thought it was funny, but did any of those kids see Da Vinci Code? How many of them had seen Da Vinci Code? None of them. And it probably, what, graduating class is what, 2021? No, 22? Depending on what you went to school for, but I'm guessing if you, anyway, nobody cares, keep on moving.
Here's a guy asking his dog to say, "Oh yeah," or "Oh yeah," and the dog delivers on cue.
Can you play that one more time?
Can I get a oh yeah? Oh yeah!
That is so good. I love that. Is that do we have time to vote? I think that would be the best one. Let's do one more, and then I think we have to come back to that as the best audio of the day, unless it's this kid.
Hello, Ma.
A Long Island skateboarder and shop owner skated from the West Coast all the way to Virginia Beach in 57 days. Here is Chad Caruso kicking off his 57th day, and then him at the end of his journey talking to reporters about the good cause he did this for.
All right, it is day number 57, last day of the skate across America. I got like 55 miles to Virginia Beach. Honestly, it just feels like another day. Raising money for a nonprofit called Natural High. They're in classrooms in all 50 states, and they help kids find a passion to focus on instead of drugs now.
All right, good stuff. Good for him. Fantastic. Let's go back and find the crown, the best audio of the day. I think it's the dog, is it not?
It's definitely the dog.
Here's the dog.
Can I get a oh yeah? Oh yeah!
All right, that's great. It's better than this. Kid who swallowed the toy again. Hold on. Have a great weekend. Can you play the dog one more time as we go out? Thanks to Andrew and also to Anthony.